Hello and welcome to Learning with Leadership, a customer marketing podcast from the Customer Marketing Alliance. In this episode, I'm joined by Kevin Lau, Senior Director of Customer Advocacy at F5. So welcome, Kevin, and thank you so much for coming on as a guest for this week's podcast.
Yeah, definitely. Thanks, Ryan, for the opportunity.
No problem. So to start off, can you tell us a little bit about yourself and the role you're currently in?
Sure. So I've been in customer-facing roles for the past 13 or so years, currently working at F5, like you said, leading customer marketing, experiential marketing, which is all about events and our programs around that. And previously to that, I was working at Adobe for the past 5.5 years, leading global customer advocacy.
Very nice. And so you're going to be talking a little bit about metrics and customer advocacy on the Leadership Accelerator program. Some may say that such a relationship-based role makes customer marketing a difficult position to create actual qualifying metrics for. Why is it so important for this sentiment to change?
So I think the biggest thing is that most CMOs and most folks at the C-suite, they're really talking about metrics from a demand standpoint. You know, it's been that way for the past 20 plus years, and it's likely continuing to be the same trend in the future. And I think as customer marketers, we struggle with showing impact because a lot of the work that we do is centered around the relationship and how we build strong strategic connections with our customers. But oftentimes we don't have the data and the meaningful metrics behind it to back out exactly what we're doing from an impact standpoint. And I think it really goes back to when you're building out your programs, how can you make them more integrated and aligned to your counterparts in demand, product marketing, sales, the rest of the go-to-market to really be able to influence and drive that strategic impact? Some of it does require integrations of tools and technologies, but I think at a foundational element, it's really just how can you start to think about how you're supporting different functions within the organization aligned to supporting new business, retention, cross-sell, upsell, and work kind of backwards to kind of impacting that goal.
Lovely. Sounds good. Now, you mentioned metrics, and I believe it's a module on your customer advocacy master's course that you have on the Customer Success Collective and the Customer Marketing Alliance. So when looking at metrics for a customer marketing team, how does one go about choosing the right ones for their organization just so that they can be used effectively?
Yeah, so I think it goes back to what your team is actually focused on. So most customer marketing teams, table stakes is really thinking about customer stories, customer references, and maybe growing community. As you kind of progress in your career, you may expand that, but let's just talk about those three for a minute in particular. I think with community, you can look at metrics around membership within your community, how's it growing over time. Look at that also how it's influencing product adoption, retention from a, reducing support tickets. Some of these things, like I said, it will require some deeper conversations with your, whether it's your operations team, your analytics team to kind of get to the finite numbers and the actual definition of what success looks like. But I think if you kind of move in that direction of how community is foundational supporting the onboarding experience for customers and think backwards on how that could impact it, that's one way. I think with references, most folks kind of understand if you're using a reference technology, you could look at deal progression over time. You could look at, the number of advocates that are in your reference program and how that, you can show that attribution from your advocacy initiatives. And then you could also look at just, deal closer and how fast it's accelerating the pipeline and closing those deals faster. And then I think from customer stories, being able to integrate those stories specifically into some of those campaigns, whether it's through email, social, moving beyond just sort of viewership on your website, I think that's sort of vanity metrics at best, to be honest. And the more that you can get it in the hands of your sellers to actually use that content in their deal plays, whether it's the BDRs or your actual account reps, that's one way to do it, as well as your go-to-market campaign teams.
Very good. It's just focusing on those kind of North Star metrics, as they're typically called. Revenue is a big factor for teams in terms of proving their ROI. How would you suggest customer marketing go about proving their ROI?
So proving RA, it's a little bit of a loaded topic question, but I think it just goes back to, what are your focus on from a strategic initiative standpoint? Some customer marketing teams, they just focus on new business and helping the sales organization from that standpoint. I think strategically, if you can kind of support all aspects of the customer journey, you're going to be able to show and show the impact much, much better. And so that's everything from, the sales cycle in terms of, how you're supporting, lead gen. And then it's the post-sale initiatives, everything to support onboarding through lifecycle and retention and then upsell and cross-sell. And so we talked about this just a second ago, but the way that you kind of show that impact is ladder up to sort of your strategic goals and priorities across the company. And, we at F5, we have things called these missions or promises. And our programs are deeply integrated into how we support those four or five missions for how we transform the company from an organization standpoint. At Adobe, we had similar types of strategic priorities around how do we create stronger and more impactful customer experiences. And so that was around like, how do we make sure that our customers are happy? They want to renew with us. They want to expand the relationships with Adobe. And then you can ladder up sort of your KPIs and OKRs aligned to that.
Very nice. And OKRs are becoming more of a buzzword when it comes to creating goals. What are your thoughts on this?
I think it's whatever you use, whether it's OKRs, KPIs, we also use sort of like a SMART framework to kind of make sure that the goals are measurable. So whatever works for you and your team to be able to show impact, I think we need to move beyond just sort of activity-based projects or tasks and move into more things that are going to drive impact holistically. And so I would challenge most customer marketers kind of think in that framework. And actually, early on in my career, I really got great feedback from an executive who said that, if you're a publicly traded company, actually listen to some of the findings that your CEO and your CFO talks about to analysts and find out specifically what they're saying, because that aligns to the strategic priorities of the company. And the more you can align your program to that, you're going to be able to show impact faster. And so I've always been focused on how do we continue to reimagine what we do and how do we drive more impact? And so teams and folks within organizations, they don't just see customer marketing as the folks that drive relationships for the customer, but really about strategic drivers around impact on growth and revenue and retention and lifecycle, really.
Oh, that's great. Thank you so much, Kevin. Very good. Very interesting stuff. So thank you everyone for tuning in, and thank you very much, Kevin, for joining us.
Yeah, thanks again.